This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
What are the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
Okay, but right now I'm doing a fitting an unvented central heating system, and yeah, it involves connecting 25-litre cylinder connected to a boiler. So mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of pipe bending and later some soldering. So,
and before you came to do your practical training in Santa, I know you were sent some studying materials to do your studying commitments from home.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you find that?
I found it quite helpful. To have the benefit of staying at home and looking at reading up the material and then coming here and applying it. Very, very, very sort of good chance to kind of absorb a lot of information.
And you said you're working alongside your training. And how did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life? Was it easy for you?
For me, I'm in a fortunate position because it's all related. So it's not like I'm in a sort of a completely different sort of line of work. So I'm able to transfer what I've learned to current sort of job. Works very well for me.
That's great. And do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better in their training?
Well, just arrive prepared and you learn the material, have plenty of questions to ask of the very experienced teachers. And whenever you have the chance, just to apply the skills you've learned to any kind of sort of job around the house.
Mm-hmm. And what's the big plan for you, Jason, after you finish your course and become fully qualified? What would you like to do?
Well, just to become a millionaire. going to advertise for some outside work and also with my sort of development projects as well. So that's what I intend to do.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you, Jason. And we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jason.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.